Now, other thing is, Henry, about you have a question I should give you about where I was in Germany and in Latvia in jail. You know, this is a big story, and I like to repeat that again. In that time when I was coming over to the Reform, we have not so much light like today. And I did on my best what I knew, that is long time ago when I was 20, now I'm 58, that's about 38 years ago. And I did my best what I could, and I said I have to be for my, let's say, for my Heimatland, like I was in Latvia, that was my homeland, and I did that for my country, like in the Romans say, the obedience to the king and all that, and we have the president, and I want to be obedience too. And I said, I will do my duties. It's not like here in America, you have all kind of freedoms. You know, in these countries in Europe, you don't have countries where you have such a big, nice opportunity to get free like you now. Over there you go, or you go in jail forever. And that's what facing was my case. I was facing forever in jail. And I was prepared even that to do. The Lord was wonderful for me, and He has saved me from all those tribulations. He has done wonderful things to me. First of all, I was called, and then I had a lot of papers and to fill out and to answer questions. Similar like you had when you went through the draft board. And my stand was, I will not kill nobody, and I will not learn with the shotguns to go over, and I will have my Sabbath. And then the man said, the general who was in the front of me, he said, we will fix you until you will be willing to do. The Lord has other things for me prepared. We know, like Joseph, when he came in trouble, and similar I had. First of all, they was very nice, all the generals and the little ones and all. They said, we have now to face in court first, and the court will decide what we will do with you. Now, in 3 months, the court came, and I have to be in court. And they said, young man, you have to have a lawyer. I said, I don't need a lawyer. Okay, you want to give me a lawyer, a free lawyer? I took a free lawyer who was a captain, army captain. And then on a round table, 12 generals, they had to hear the message too, that we should not kill, we should love our enemy. They give me some questions and answers, and had to give them and say our truth is that we should live like good citizens in our country and not kill people. And I cannot learn and be a liar when we have a war. I cannot learn now to kill, and I will never do it. That's why I won't be straight in that from the beginning out. I am not a liar. It will be later on. And I will not kill nobody when a war will be. What should I learn to kill? And that wouldn't be nice. All right, this, and we can understand that. Still, you have to do the killing sorry, I will not do. All right, they say, you know what happened with you then? I say, okay, I take the responsibility, what happened? And then the main judge said, after a short talk, that they went out to say the last main word about my case. They said, all right, you go now for 3 years in jail. And short after that, I went in jail. Luckily, that jail was not far, a couple miles away from my house. Mama, grandma, she always, once a week, would come visit me. She'd bring me some food, you know, we don't eat meat. She made all kind of food prepared, and that was a big help for me. Then, you know, in jail you not get the best food anyway, and everything is cooked with meat. And so my dear mama, or our grandma, was bringing me every week something to eat. The condition in the jail was not so very well. We had no windows. There was window, there was all broken. Snow and rain, everything come in. And the smell, that was not water toilet like you have. I was in a little cell, only 5 foot by 8. And the bed, let's say that was not a bed, was just a blanket on the floor. And that's about all. And the rats came in and they have a good meal sometime on that food that grandma bring in, and still I was happy I'd signed my life and I could witness for our Lord that I not have to take the arms and kill somebody. And the Lord was even better for me. I could go after a short while down, they had a carpenter shop, and I could do 8 hours a day, a little bit carpentry shop. Then I came up nights and I just slept and read the Bible. That was a very big privilege. They let me to have my Bible. And the time went very quick. And roughly 3 months I was sitting in that one room jail for myself. Daytime I could go down and work. That was a very good thing for me, you know, when you can work. You're happy when you can work. Then I got some other young man in my cabin, in my living room. And I find out that he was too for killing. He was a murderer. And all everybody say, are you not have afraid to be together with that murderer? He has kicked a policeman with his feet to death. I say, why should I be afraid that man? And he's a killer. The Lord can protect me from him too. He would never do again a killing. Especially when you're in jail, they come all kind of things happen, you know. They kill each other and nobody knows. And the Lord has protected me from all that. And he bring me even wonderful out from that jail. After these 3 months, we was transferred. That jail was a very, very old jail and we have to go away for an island. And I was very sad. Grandma, my mama, will not bring me more food. And the Lord has for me better things. I went after 3 weeks from that, I mean after 3 months, or was it 4 months? I think it was 4 months almost, yes, 4 months. I went away to an island, and that island was like John Patmos. nobody could run away, and it was a stronger jail, and they all prisoners got over there. And after that, when we was over there, arrived the new commander. He took all the jails people in, and he asked why you sitting and what is the reason. And he was very friendly. He said, this jail will make that you will get quicker out. It's a very strong jail. It's not more so easy. You will not work here like before has worked. And for that, you will probably get in 3 weeks completely out. Now you can imagine how happy I was. I could go back again to my country, and the Lord has wonderful brought me out from that jail. And now the situation was this way. For the 3 years what they have given me, I almost was, let's say, 5 months in that jail. And this new commander, he said, you can go out and go back to your place and register again, and we see. And I came back, and my heart was so happy. I was after, for 3 years, only 5 months in jail. You can imagine how I was happy. Henry, I got out from that first jail, and now I came back to my place where I have to register myself. I just was a routine to go back and say, I'm back now from jail, and you have to do your duties, you know, for your country. And then the commander asked me, are you willing now to serve the country and learn to teach and to kill? I said, I'm sorry, that's why I went in jail, and you have given me free. I'm very gladly that you did that, and I'm very happy I could come back and be free man again. And for that I went in jail. Yeah, and you not take it? I don't know what to do with you. Yeah, and then he calmed a little bit down, and he was a little friendlier. He started to talk with me. I know you're a good young man, and I don't want to spoil your life. Are you willing to work in the carpentry, fixing the windows, the doors, putting locks in, all those things what you need for a carpentry, putting glasses in? I say, why not? I'm glad to work. And everybody has to do something for a country, I'm willing to. I will nothing have to do with killings. And I will not learn to shoot with a gun, and I cannot do that. He said, all right. We have some other specialties for you. Will you do hostel job for horses? The poor sick horses who has to be treated and has to be watched and feeded, and they're hungry and thirsty, you have to give them water. I say, I'm very happy. And that's how I have served almost 18 months. I got my Sabbath free. I came home and I was very happy. And then I met Mama, and later on we got married, and we was thinking it will be a happy life. Our life story was not finished. The Lord has more things and more steps where we have to go up and down. The Russian came in. And now it was big tribulation. I couldn't stay more in Latvia. Then, you know, I was said myself the Germans will be maybe a little better than the Russians. And that was the opposite. Soon we came to Germany, where he was born, in Bad Nauheim he was born, before, a couple of years before, the war was going on. It was 1941. The commander came with the same question what I went through. Will you serve in the army? Now, you couldn't say no, you couldn't say yes. I find other things. I stretch the time for, let's say, a half a year. I don't give answer, nothing. And they came again. And I find again excuses where I don't have to give some answers. And after 3 weeks, when I start to work, I wasn't going to work for a half a year when we came over to Germany, just to avoid all the unhappy things. I knew what's happened, what will be. And now we had to go to work. After 3 weeks working, we was invited in, Papa, Grandpa, was invited in a Social Security Bureau. What was it? That was practically a Gestapo covert agents who closed the doors behind us, and we never will get out, he said, from here, till we change our mind and we'll serve for the country. Now, my answer was, you know, we are Adventists, and you know the old routine questions, and we cannot such things do. All right, you will not see daylight. And here I went, again with Grandpa, in a German jail. And again, the Lord was wonderful, guiding me. I was roughly, again, 3-4 months in a terrible conditions with Grandpa, much, much worse than in my country. Mama, she was very hardworking. She had to work, and Grandma had to work. Song, Ilse was in that time a little girl. She went to school, no daddy, no buddy who could help. Mama had to work in some sewing business. I was in jail. The bombs came down. You can imagine those conditions. Leipzig was burning. In 15 minutes, the whole city was burned out. And I was always thinking maybe a bomb will drop and the whole house will be destroyed and I'll be dead. And I will never hear about Mama, Grandma, and everything will be finished. The Lord was wonderful. He protect us, He guide us, and He help us all over. One day, a big general had to visit Berlin, and there was an emergency. Somebody came in my jail room, and he asked, "I know you're a polisher, piano polisher. How about, will you polish for the general the car?" I said, "Why not? I'm very happy to get after 4 or was it 5 months? Yes, it was almost 5 months to get on the fresh air. You can imagine how I was looking. No fresh air. One potato and a piece of bread. And that's all what you could get from in the wartime to eat. I lost maybe 50 pounds of weight. I could barely go over the street when I was brought to the car to polish. I was still young. I don't think I could hold that out today. But I have held out physically. Spiritually, I was strong. I knew the Lord will keep me and save me. And I give always signals to my pap, to my grandpa, with the broomstick, I give him a signal that I'm still alive. Then every day from that room went to the gas chamber or they got hanged, or every day people, they just disappear. You know how it was in the wartime, people was nothing worth it, and they just was liquidated. And we was always with grandpa once in a week, maybe, or by accident we saw each other for a second. And then we always said, stay fast till in the dead. And the Lord was wonderful again, guiding us in that jail. One day, when again I was called for polishing the piano, a man asked me, I know you sitting here for big crimes, and I will try to help you to get out. And I made, till I was polishing the piano, a very good step. He was with the general away again, and he forgot to close me in that jail. And he said, when he came back, I know you're a good man, you not ran away, you could run away and be free. You not did that. For that, I will make that you get completely free. See how the Lord bring me in a condition that I don't run away from the jail house or where I was polishing the car. I got on this a promise. And really, that promise came after 3-4 days. I was called up and they said to me, you are free. And the routine came again that I came home and I said, ah, not me alone, please my father too. He said, all right, we will make papers out, you can get out. And we got out and we changed our address. We know we will go maybe again in troubles. I made all kind smart moves. I don't went nowhere. We changed our addresses and we moved from one place to the other that they couldn't get me again on the same addresses. Then the bombs was falling in the way and all the papers and rackets, all everything was destroyed. And so I had my experience how wonderful the Lord can help you when you stay fast. And we know, and we don't know how strictly the rules will come in our life here, that we maybe again have to face such condition like I have. We just can say, the Lord will not give you more than you can carry on. And I could maybe more carry than in that time. And the Lord has wonderful ways, like Daniel, he came out too, in a couple days in the lion. Mouths, he almost got in. The Lord has protected him from, even from the fire. The three other young Babylonian people. The Lord only put you so much on, how much you can carry.